I'm Steve Potter, and coming up next on Cityscape, Sauce Magazine will explore St. Louis's best happy hours. Well, the annual St. Louis Cabaret Festival runs next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Guest performers are Christine Ebersole, Jason Robert Brown, and Marilyn May, who joined us on the phone from Kansas City. Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm fine.
It was just a year ago that you were here, wasn't it?
Yes. We were working the same... is it a seminar or a workshop or what are we calling it?
The St. Louis Cabaret Conference.
That's Tim Schell.
It's a conference.
I like
that. That's good.
Tim Schell is the producer of the St. Louis Cabaret Conference. He's in the studio with us.
He is a great organizer, let me tell you. He's got it together.
Bet.
And, yes, in fact, this will be my third year to work the conference.
It's the third year Marilyn's in town.
Well, Tim, why don't I let you, I've interviewed Marilyn four or five times over the years. I know quite a lot about her, but why don't I let you introduce her? Tell our audience who she is.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce a woman who has been singing for audiences. She's the star of recordings. She's television, stage roles, and has had an amazing career. And in the last 10 years, has had an unparalleled career renaissance, singing in clubs, in cabaret rooms, performing arts centers, pops, orchestras, all over the country. The one, the only, Marilyn May.
Nice job.
That was good, Tim.
Is that another way?
They usually say, the main claim to fame is my record on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. They always talk about that. So I'm glad you didn't talk about that. That was good. However, let me talk about it.
Sure.
It was 76 times, Marilyn, is that right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
76 times on the Tonight Show. No other singer appeared as much. Of course, I guess you got your first really national break. Would have been right before that with Steve Allen, right?
With Steve Allen, yes. Oh, yes. I just ran across some notes that I had. We did four different tours, Steve and I and Bill Dana and Louis Nye. Do you remember those comedians?
I do.
Louis
Nye,
yeah.
They were just fabulous. And the four of us did a tour of one-nighters. We did four different tours of 2 week one, well, actually, they were 3 week one nighters. And what a joy to be with those great comedians and hear them pontificate on show business and comedy and that kind of thing. So it was my privilege to be with them. Steve was very good to me, and from Steve Allen came RCA, and we have seven albums on RCA. And then from that, I've always worked. I've never stopped working all my life.
I don't know if you'll remember this, Marilyn, but I told you one time that my first memory of you was from a young boy about 10 years old, and I remember you from the Lincoln television commercials.
Lincoln Mercury.
Right.
Lincoln Mercury commercials. Thank you. Yes, those were the monetary hits.
That was a good gig.
That was a very good gig and a joy. The people were beautiful to work with. The advertising company that ramrodded those commercials were in New York, and it was a tremendous experience. I traveled with them to various car showings, you know, in these great big enormous auditoriums, and it was quite a lovely experience in my life.
I remember you telling me too that for years they gave you a Lincoln even after you stopped doing the commercials, right?
They did. They just delivered a new Lincoln to me and took the old one away for the longest time. I mean, how lovely is that? And they wanted to make sure that I was driving a Lincoln, and I still am driving a Lincoln, although it's not all that new. I have two Lincolns, and they're both old.
Let's sample some of your work, if we may. This is from an album from last year, Meet the Marvelous Marilyn May, and this is a standard, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He has a smile that makes the lilacs want to grow. He has a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe is passing by. Sometime the cabin's gloomy and the table's bare.
And that is Marilyn May. She's part of this year's St. Louis Cabaret Festival, which opens next Wednesday. Her performance will be next Wednesday at the Sheldon. Marilyn is on the phone along with Tim Shaw. He's the producer of the Cabaret Festival as well. That, and Marilyn, that's an old Harold Arlen tune.
Oh, it's such a great song. The band that you're hearing is a who's who in the musician world. Mel Lewis was on drums. And J.J. Johnson was there, and Irby Green, and it was just the list goes on with wonderful musicians that that worked. It's an album that Don Costa was an arranger on the album, and of course Don Costa was the Frank Sinatra arranger too, you know. And we'll be doing my salute to Sinatra at the theater next Wednesday.
Right, I wanted to ask you about that Sinatra Her Way. I don't think you've done the Sinatra show much out of New York, though, have you?
No, I haven't. I'll be thrilled to do it in St. Louis. I started with it many years ago when Frank died, I guess 12 years ago, and then I kind of shelved it, and then when it became the 100th anniversary of his birth, we decided that was the time to present it. We were at 54 Below, which is a tremendous club. Seats about 140 people, and in New York, it's a gorgeous room. And it opened about 3 years ago. This was my fifth engagement there, and we had packed houses all 8 nights. And the audience just loves this show. It's of course all the great music, Cole Porter and Johnny Mercer and Gershwin, and you know, just all the great songs that people love, and the Great American Songbook.
Well, Marilyn, you obviously grew up with the music of Frank Sinatra over your life. Did you ever come in contact with him? Did you ever work with him? Or
I knew Junior. I knew Frank Sinatra Junior. I didn't know Senior, but I knew Junior well, as a matter of fact, Frank Sinatra Jr. followed me into the Copacabana when he was very young, and I was the starring act in the Copacabana for 2 weeks, and he was following me the next week. He came to my closing night and came up to the dressing room and after my show, and we talked for a while, and he said, "You know, I'm very nervous because I don't stand and sing. I play piano and sing." And he said, "You know, I don't know whether the audience is going to like that as much." And I said, "Oh, it's fabulous." I said, "Your dad can't do that. He doesn't play piano." I said, "That's what you have, and that's your special talent." So, and you know, he conducted for his dad in those last years, all the time. So it was nice that they merged their talents in Frank's waning years.
So you'll be doing the music of Frank Sinatra when you're here. Tim, why do you think Marilyn can pull that off so well?
Marilyn can pull that off because it's in her bones. I mean, there is nobody that has the gravitas to sing that kind of music, the kind of gravitas that we associate with Frank Sinatra's music. Very few people singing today have the gravitas, the understanding musically of that era of music, and also lyrically, and also emotionally, and just the impact of that music. Marilyn is one of the few people that can really pull that off.
And you mentioned the piano a moment ago, Marilyn, and I know I've seen you several times with Billy Stritch.
Stritch, yes.
Yeah. Do you still see him?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. I have Plan A and Plan A. I have two pianists that I work with constantly. When one isn't available, the other one luckily is. And Billy Stritch has been with me since he was 17. I found him in Houston, Texas, when he was 17 years old, and he's been with me over 34 years. Ted Firth, we're going on our 10th year together. I found him in New York. He's quite young. He's in his, well, he always, I always think of him as young. I found him when he was 28, but I think he's probably 37, 38 now. He's just incredible and a brilliant, brilliant young man. And every year it's been fun to watch the tremendous growth that Ted has achieved. He is a great classical musician, and now he arranges. He's written my symphony, a lot of my symphony charts. Don Costa wrote a lot of my symphony charts, and Peter Matz, you know, who conducted for the Carol Burnett Show. But Ted Firth is a very special talent, and it will be the audience's privilege to hear him during the Sinatra Show because he's great. And my drummer is a drummer that's coming with me. He's been with me over 50 years, and my bassist has been with me 35, 40 years. So they're absolutely world-class musicians. So if you don't like the singer, you're going to love the musician.
Well, you bring up the amount of years people have been with you. You've had a long career. And I was just wondering, I read a quote that you did an interview recently, and you said retirement wasn't in your vocabulary.
No.
But I wonder if you ever get tired, though, of people like me asking you what it's like to have been prolific for so long and had such a long career. Does that ever get a little irritating?
Well, no. I'm thrilled that I have the longevity so that I can tell you how lovely it's been. It's not been easy. I worked around Kansas City for many, many years. Worked in Kansas City in one club for 11 years, and I never retired. We always worked the Middle West and Texas and all during the years, and then all of a sudden, a lot of nightclubs opened about 10 years ago in New York. There was a drought of nightclubs in New York. I call them nightclubs. They're cabarets, everyone calls them now. But no room was perfect for me to work until 10 years ago. And now I've worked in New York probably over 70 times in the last 10 years. It's, you know, various engagements. In November, I was at the Iridium, which is a jazz room. In January, we were at the Metropolitan Room, which is a great nightclub in Chelsea. In February, we were at Birdland, which is another jazz room in New York, and a very famous jazz room there. And in April, we were at 54 Below. So it's a joy that all those rooms have opened up, and we just kind of run from one to another. My loyal people, my loyal listeners, it's just a privilege for me to have them in the audience when we work.
Marilyn, I seem to remember you talking about there's a place, some lake resort up in Iowa where I think you go every year.
Yes, we just came from there. We were at a place called Lake Okoboja. It's a gorgeous, it's the third bluest lake in the world. And everybody says, how do you know that? And I said, I do know that. It's Lake Louise and another lake, I can't remember, and then Lake Okoboja. But I've been going there since 1956. This was my 59th year there. Uh-huh. And I've sung for four generations. I'm sure Frank Sinatra sang for four generations.
I'm sure.
But I really know them. I personally know the grandmothers and the mothers and the kids and their kids, you know. So it's really a privilege to be up there. We just spent last week we were there, and it's absolutely a wonderful place to spend my singing time and my personal time.
Well, we're so excited you're coming back to St. Louis again. The St. Louis Cabaret Festival presents Marilyn May in Sinatra.
It's very exciting. You know, the people come to learn, and they really do learn. It's very exciting. They inhale a lot of material in 10 days, and it's very, very rewarding to us instructors, but also very enlightening and inspiring to the people that come from all over the country to partake in this particular event.
In the workshop, and I'm going to let Tim explain that in a couple of minutes, but I want to let our listeners know to get tickets for next Wednesday for your show at 8 p.m. at the Sheldon Concert Hall, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And Marilyn May, it's always a treat when you're in town, and we can't wait to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
I hope you'll be at the Sheldon on Wednesday night.
I wouldn't miss it.
Thank you, Steve.
And let's go out. We're going to come back and talk to Tim for a couple of minutes, but let's go out with a Marilyn May tune. This is from the same album, Meet the Marvelous Marilyn May, and this is Take 5.
You come and take a little time out with me, just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see I am alive. I've been going out of the way just so I can pass by today. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. Still I know what I saw for me. I get jingles down to my feet when your smile is all too discreet. Send me on my way. It'd be better not to be so polite. You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five.
And that's the one and only Marilyn May. We'll look for her next week. Tim Schell is here. He's the producer of the St. Louis Cabaret Conference. Marilyn kicks it off next Wednesday. And then, Tim, you've got a couple of great artists following that up with performances on Thursday and Friday.
We do. On Thursday the 23rd, Jason Robert Brown will be performing. Jason Robert Brown is one of the, he's a three-time Tony-winning Broadway composer who is also a tremendous singer and a powerhouse pianist. And his cabaret classics, standalone classics, are among the favorites for singers to sing. It's a rare treat to see Jason Robert Brown perform his solo work. He's powerful. I always say Jason's a little bit like Stephen Sondheim, a little bit like George Gershwin, and a little bit like Billy Joel. So he's a great treat. And then on Friday the 24th, Christine Ebersole, two-time Tony Award-winning performer, just a flawless singer and a dynamic actress. Her performance in Grey Gardens is among one of the finest in musical theater history, according to the New York Times. And she's the work that she does in a cabaret room she gets love letters from the critics in New York for her cabaret work.
And before Marilyn May left us, she made a reference to the instruction and the learning that was going on. She was referring to students you sort of nurture, and they end this whole thing with a showcase on Saturday.
And with a showcase, while all these teachers, all these great performers are in town, they also teach during the day. St. Louis Cabaret Conference is one of the largest national training programs in the art of cabaret. There's 40 singers coming in from St. Louis and all around the world, around the country, and on Saturday night, they end in a showcase celebration at the Kranzberg at 8 p.m. It's a chance to see the next generation of cabaret performers.
So it's a St. Louis Cabaret Festival beginning Wednesday with Marilyn May and ending with the showcase on Saturday. Again, go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, for more information. Tim Schell from St. Louis Cabaret is here. Thank you so much, Tim, and have a great event again.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here.
Coming up next on Cityscape, St. Louis's Best Happy Hours. This is St. Louis Public Radio.